My escort is here. The Ice Mage. Wonderful. I adore it when people are punctual. Please, bring our beautiful new guest to my carriage. And then we can be underway. Hello, Ice Mage. There's no need to stand on ceremony. I appreciate you referring to me as your grace, but I am not your princess. Please, call me Sybil. May I know your name and shake your hand? Oh. Your touch. It's colder than mine. And very pleasant. Thank you for giving me your name. I wouldn't want to keep calling you Ice Mage. Of course, I wouldn't want to reduce you to your abilities rather than who you are. Especially when you're a mercenary. I'm sure people already reduce you to what you can do for them. Many people do that to you. I'm sorry. I know what it's like to be seen first as what you are, rather than who you are. Yes, because of my title. But also because of my unlife. People see my corpse before my crown, most days. You're getting closer to my coffin. Of course, you have a job to do. I'm a bit nervous. I've never done something like this. You haven't either. Oh, good. I'm not alone. May I brace my hand on your chest? Thank you. I miss the way my ribs used to rise and fall with breath like yours do. The movement is so comforting. So steadfast and gentle. I felt that a little. I'd nearly forgotten being cold. That sharp feeling. Thank you. Are you all right? Why don't you grab a cushion? Come sit beside my coffin. There's some food here, too. I wasn't sure what you like, so I got a bit of everything. Naturally, you need to keep your strength up. It's a long journey. And thanks to you and your magic, I'll arrive cold and preserved. It would be embarrassing to arrive rotten and decomposed. A princess should never stink. Correct. We're going to my embalming. There's only one person I trust for it. But I should have made the trip sooner, and now I'm in a poor state. I hope touching me didn't make you feel uncomfortable. Some of the living don't like being reminded of their mortality. Though I don't think you're the type to do that, if you don't mind me saying. You're not afraid of death. I thought as much. It speaks well of you. But you have a question for me. The best ones always do. I'd be happy to answer. Ooh, that's a good one. What does dying feel like? Every death is different. Yes, I am on my third raising. Thanks to your magic, I'll be in good enough shape to be raised again. And hopefully, again after that. But I think 5 is my limit. Oh, again already? No, I don't mind getting closer. I might have to talk into your ears, though. Is that okay? Great. I'm ready. Ah, delightful. Pardon? You're not used to seeing people react happily to feeling your magic. I should guess not. I was told you are perfect for the job because you have such control. It's very admirable, the way you've tamed your gift. No, I mean it. Coaxing nuance out of magic, innovating with it. That's the mark of a master. Magic is so wild, it doesn't want to be tamed. You're right. I didn't answer your question about death. Pardon me. Dying. It was easy. The first time I fell, and I don't remember it happening. It was a slip and then darkness. You are a wonderful listener. I'm so pleased to see you undisturbed when I talk. My other deaths were from assassins. The undead, the risen, those brought back by a necromancer, we... cannot be poisoned. You're correct. It forces my enemies to confront me with weapons. And I take a little bit of pleasure in that. I've been struck down, but I only remember the struggle, not the dying. Yes, dying is easy, easier than falling asleep. And painless, yes. Nothing to be afraid of. What is it like coming back? You're very kind to ask me. I hope I'm not boring you. Well, it's harder. Like swimming against a current. You lose some of yourself each time. There's pieces of me that stay dead and gone. But I don't mind. I'll do whatever I can for my people. When I die for the final time, my bones will be used to divine the future of my kingdom. Scalpulomancy, correct. Which bone? My left shoulder blade. They'll hold it up to the sky and see if it's clear or cloudy. I never get to talk to anyone about this. Thank you. I know your fascination is flattering. I'm very curious about you, too. Oh, time for another spell? You're just holding my hand. Thank you. You're very kind and not what I expected. Are people normally so at ease around you? You make me feel safe. There's so much empathy in your eyes. Yes, maybe you should have been a necromancer. I think the dark robes would suit you. What parts of me have stayed dead? No, I don't mind. I can't smell flowers anymore. I was heartbroken when I found out, but I didn't have tears to cry. You would tell me what they smell like. I would love that. Next time we stop to rest, I'll ask you. We have an accord. I've also lost a little of my voice. You'll have to stay close to me. I can't yell or scream. You're right. A princess who can't call for help is very vulnerable. I don't mind so much. I don't think leaders should raise their voice to be heard. You've been counting? Yes, that's only two. I don't know what I lost this time. It's hard, not knowing that some part of you is gone until you need it. You're so lucky to be alive. Is that what happened to the late Emperor? I imagine so. He was raised nearly 10 times. I would not speak this outside of this carriage. You are correct again. You are excellent at critical thought. But yes, he might have lost the part of him that lets him trust or see reason. It is a constant fear of mine to lose a part of me that I need to rule. You are squeezing my hand tighter. Thank you. Although you've given me something new to be afraid of. I might lose my memories of you. You have been incredible company. Stop, you flatter me. I haven't made a new friend in so long. I'm looking forward to spending more time with you, feeling more of your magic. Oh. I can feel you breathe when you put my hand on your chest. You're very generous. A deep breath in. Hold it. And a long, even breath out. What a miracle. Please continue to breathe deeply, my friend. I will wake you when we stop. I can't wait for you to describe the flowers to me.